Welcome to the Robin Graham Show, the go-to podcast for small business owners and entrepreneurs who want to grow and scale their businesses and achieve success without social media. Social media can result in comparison, doubt, and imposter syndrome that will ultimately hold you back from achieving your goals and dreams and the purpose God has called you to. And you don't need it to achieve sustainable success. There are myriad marketing strategies you can adopt to reach your soulmate clients and create opportunities for limitless earning potential. Hey friend, I'm Robin Graham, a former pharmacist turned business growth strategist and coach specializing in growing successful businesses without social media. I love to share everything I've learned in my 23 plus years of experience as a business owner. I'm also the author of You, Me, and Anxiety. If you want to follow your God-led calling and uncover joy, purpose, and passion in your life and business while having an impact, making money, and bringing glory to God in the process, you're in the right place. I'm creative, strategic, and techie, all rolled into one. If you can't figure out what's holding you back in your business, chances are we'll help figure it out for you. Each week, I and my guests will teach you how to grow your business without social media, in addition to various strategies that you can employ to do so, like marketing, faith, SEO, personal branding, PR, email marketing, sales, tech, tools, systems and processes, and automation, the behind the scenes stuff you need to simplify in order to grow and scale and retain clients. And we'll also cover mindset and mental health too. Listen each week to get the best advice to help you create the life and business of your dreams while staying aligned with your values and faith in Jesus so that you can build a solid foundation, fulfill your purpose, and help create a ripple effect of good in the world. If you're tired of overthinking, spinning in circles, and doing all the things with minimal results, great, because I am all about simplicity, ease, and grace. Be sure and subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And visit the website, therobingraham.com, where you'll find a plethora of free resources and all the show notes. Now grab your cup of coffee or the dog's leash and let's dive in.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hey, beautiful friends. I am here today with a Friday Faith Foundation episode. I am your host, Robin Graham, and I am super happy that you are here. Before we dive into the meat of this episode, I want to do a couple of things. One is I want to tell you about a workshop that I'm hosting on May 15th and 16th from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The link with all the details will be in the show notes, but what we will be doing is springing into clarity and refreshing our personal brand. So this is a hands-on workshop. I'm going to provide an actual workbook for you to use. And what we're going to do is dive deep into what a personal brand is and what differentiates you from everyone else in your niche or your field so that you can stand out as the go-to expert. In addition to differentiating yourself, we're going to also look at who your soulmate client is. And we're going to go deep into that. Really identifying who that person is that is your soulmate client, the one that you know you can help solve a problem for. You can eliminate the pain points that they're experiencing. And from there, we're going to craft your who, what, how statement. So this is going to be very hands-on both days, and there will be time at the end for Q&A. There is a small fee for this workshop. It's $27. But you will have access to the recording and you will also have the workbook and you will leave with a refreshed personal brand and that who, what, how statement that will give you complete confidence and clarity as you move forward with your personal brand and your business for the rest of 2024. I'm super excited about it. It's just something that if you already have a personal brand or you've already been in business for a while, things happen and we change course. And sometimes we just need to realign our personal brand and our messaging. So that's what we're going to focus on during this workshop. The second thing I want to give you is an update on our offers and services. So we now have an updated service page with four offers. The first is a business health checkup, which I am so super excited about because it will be me taking a deep dive into your business and then giving you a detailed report by video and by a PDF that has strategies and recommendations that you can implement immediately to start seeing transformation in your business. True business growth without all the stress and hassle of having to research things on your own. It will be like me holding your hand to give you everything you need to start making some changes that will move the needle forward for you. Then we have the Academy, the Business Growth Academy, and that is a group coaching program. We meet Wednesdays at 11, and I would love for you to join us. Right now, we have health and wellness providers in there, but if you are a service-based entrepreneur, if you're a Christian entrepreneur, you are welcome to join that group. This is another thing that I'm really looking forward to building this year. It's a low-ticket item. It's something that you get to invest in yourself for an hour to an hour and a half each every other week. So it's not time intensive, but you will be able to garner so much information and strategies to grow your business that it's just going to be amazing. And then, of course, we have the one-to-one coaching. We have a new offer that is 6 months, but it's half the time. So it's every other week versus every single week. So if you are that person who knows you need coaching, you're ready to dive in, but you're not sure about a weekly commitment, the Academy or that one-to-one, if you need more help or if you want that more intimate one-to-one coaching experience, that is now available to you. So I will put the link both to the workshop and to the new services page in the show notes. All right. With that said, I am going to jump into the episode. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And any of you who have been around listening to the show for a while, you know that I am very passionate about mental health. I myself have anxiety. I've had it my whole life, and several members of my family have anxiety. And it's something that you learn to navigate. I don't know, I'm not convinced that it ever completely goes away. However, you can learn to live your life with purpose and meaning and joy and peace despite the anxiety. And that is something that I'm very passionate about. So, as this is Friday and we do Friday Faith Foundation episodes, I want to focus on one scripture. And I'm going to do this every Friday, the month of May. I think it's so important to increase the awareness of mental health, but also give people the opportunity to experience more peace as they go through a mental health journey. It's hard and it does take work. It's not one and done. It's not pop a pill and you're better. Navigating your mental health journey takes time, effort, energy, and focus. So we're going to look at that this month, each Friday. And today, I want to share a scripture verse with you that I have on a note card, and I keep it either in my kitchen or on my desk or maybe even in the car. It depends on what's going on. But the verse is from Colossians 3, 2 to 3. And it is, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, I want to emphasize, you have not died. You're still here, living, breathing. And I don't want to frighten you by this verse. What that means is that we have given up our desires to be like the earth, people on the earth. We're looking to God as our source of strength, wisdom, knowledge. We're looking to heaven, to Jesus, to God, to the Holy Spirit in us as believers, to find that peace, to navigate anxiety, to learn to transform our minds. Our minds are part of our soul, and the other parts of our soul, our emotions, our thoughts, our conscience. And the more we look to Christ, to the Lord, for this guidance that we need, for the knowledge we need, the wisdom we need, the strength to put one foot in front of the other every single day of our lives, the more we are going to be able to navigate anxiety or depression and move forward and not feel like we have to lay in bed every morning and put the covers over our head because we just don't want to face the day. That's no way to live. It's no fun. And it's lonely. And I don't want you to be lonely. I don't want to be lonely. I want to be able to get out of bed every morning and put my feet on the ground and say, Satan, get out of my way. I'm showing up today. Knowing that through the Holy Spirit, by turning my sights to Christ, I will have the strength to navigate every single challenge that comes with the day. Whether that's in business, whether it's with my family, or whether it is looking at the news and being absolutely terrified with what is happening in the United States right now. Everything that we see, that we consume, that is earthly, can trigger anxiety. Our only way to achieve peace and feel secure is to look to heaven, to know that that hope that we will have eternity with Jesus gives us so much peace. I truly believe that if we focus on what Christ wants for us, if we focus on our identity in Christ, we have an opportunity to shine a light in this world that seems really dark right now to help other people navigate anxiety and depression and other mental health challenges too. But if we're turning to the world and if we're turning to other people for advice, confirmation, to make decisions, we can easily be led astray. So I encourage you to write out Colossians 3, 2 to 3 on a note card and have it with you at all times as a reminder that we're in Christ and He is in us, that everything on the earth is just here on this earth, but we have so much more by knowing that we have the opportunity to reach eternal life with Him. Can you imagine having Jesus at your side every day? Like, it just, close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just visualize looking Jesus right in the eyes. When I do this, I cannot help but smile. And I see Him there with His arms outreached to me. Somebody that definitely does not deserve His grace, but I know I don't have to earn it. I know that He freely gives it to me. And that in and of itself takes away some of the anxiety, some of the shame, some of the guilt and just the fear and doubt that comes with being human, especially in this day and age where we're bombarded with so much online noise and so much negativity, so much evil, so much hate. And you look at what's happening on college campuses today, and it just makes me gasp for air. It's so frightening. People are anti-Semitic. They are anti-God's chosen people. As Christians, we need to stand up. We need to stand firm in the fact that Christ has called us to bring glory to Him. He's called us to witness for Him. So let's use Colossians 3, 2 to 3 as a reminder to look to Him for everything that we are to do, that we are to seek, that we are to surrender, including the anxiety, the doubt, the fear. Let's let Him have it all. Let's lay it at His feet and consistently look to Him for His grace, that hope, and the peace. All right, friends, that's a wrap for today. This is short and sweet. I am so grateful you were here with me, and I hope you feel inspired to look to Christ for all of your needs. There's nothing He will not provide for you. If He has given you something on your heart, He's going to provide you with all you need to be able to accomplish it. So let the anxieties slide off your shoulders and look to Him for the advice, the wisdom, the knowledge, the peace, the patience, whatever it is you need today. Ask Him for it. We can help each other, support each other, hold each other up, but the ultimate answers lie in Him. So look to Him first. Don't make decisions without seeking His help first. I promise you, it changes how you go through every day. If you enjoyed this episode, if you feel inspired, or if you know someone else who could really use this mini pep talk per se, please share it with them. I really want to help as many people as possible. When I wrote my book, You Mean Anxiety, that was my goal. If I could help one person not want to die by suicide, I would be doing my job. So if this platform serves as that purpose too, immense gratitude is all I can feel. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here, for listening to my little rant, and I pray that it blesses you. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you here next time.
And that's a wrap, friends. A heartfelt thank you for being here. I know there are many other ways that you could spend your time, so I truly appreciate you joining me. If you enjoyed this episode and found the information helpful, please take a moment to subscribe and leave a rating and review. Ratings and reviews are how we grow and get amazing guests and how more people find the show. A kind review would mean the world to me. Oh, and don't forget to share the episode with someone that it will help. And let's connect. You can find me on Pinterest and LinkedIn as therobingraham.com. And be sure and visit the website, therobingraham.com/resources, for a plethora of resources to help you grow your business for long-term success. Until next time, remember to smile.